following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, Refuge. This is Mike Rogers with Refuge Daily. Wanted to say hello on this thankful Thursday. Down here, a little bit noisy down here at the Wedge in Newport Beach. And this is one of the popular places for crashing waves and unfortunately some crushed bodies at times. I want to talk to you today a little bit about the church. I want to encourage you as the church of Jesus Christ lives and breathes and is alive. And certainly today, alive as ever in many ways. We're back in fellowship, able to see face to face. I'm actually able to see faces and smiles at church without masks. That's a wonderful thing. Real pleased to see that. It's great to have the fellowship and the things that have been going on, particularly at Refuge, with our Refuge family there in Huntington Beach. I want to welcome you to come down and meet with us. We have lots of services going on, lots of things going on, but I want to read to you from some scripture real quick from Matthew chapter 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Well, they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah, or the others say prophets." Then he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered him, and he said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter," which means rock, Petra, "and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." So we see the church is still growing strong today, some 2,000 years after we see it started in the book of Acts there after Jesus had resurrected. And just a little encouragement about the church. I am so thankful today to be part of a fellowship that loves people. There's opportunity there to really get close to one another. There's opportunities just to build up and build our strength and grow in the Word of God. I'm going to read from you from the New Believer's Bible that came out by Greg Laurie. He had put it together, and it's called, it's based on attending the church. And it says, "One of the essential building blocks of spiritual growth is fellowship with other believers by becoming an active part of a local church. The church, meaning the entire body of Christians, see, it's not the building, it's all of us. We, as the body of Christ, we are Christians, we are the church. It's not really an organization so much as it is an organism. It thrives by keeping its members spiritually active and well-fed. The church provides you with spiritual instruction from God's Word, allows you to worship God with other believers, enables you to use your God-given gifts and abilities as God intended, and makes you accountable to spiritual leadership. Some people think that they can get enough spiritual input from Christian television or radio programs and books. While those things do have value, of course, nothing can replace the need to become an active participant in a local church." So think about it. If joining in fellowship and other believers were not important, why did Jesus establish the church? And we see that in John 16 through 18, as I read to you just a little while ago. So, a little encouragement just to get back into church. If you've been watching us online, that's wonderful. That's great. That's a great media to be able to do that. But it's so awesome to be able to gather together as believers in love. And there's so much opportunity at Refuge. I just want to, you know, touch on what should you look for in a church. And you can read in Acts chapter 2 the many different attributes of a church that would be a good model and something that you'd want to be a part of. One of the things, obviously, is that they meet together regularly. And then another would be that they emphasize Bible study. And how important is that? Not just corporate Bible study where you get together and do it in a big, very large group, if your church has a lot of people there, but individual, how important individual Bible study is, as well as small groups. Small groups is something that's just a wonderful thing that is available to everybody who wants to. You can start your own small group Bible study and learn together. What a blessing that is. Everybody comes to the table with different gifts. Another thing that the church does is that they worship and they pray together. So that worship in many different ways could be service, it could be praise of praise music, those kind of things, worship and song. There's so many different ways that you can worship. But praying is so important. And we have a missions prayer meeting that you can get involved in. There's women that get together and pray. You can even start your own home group, prayer group, or go out to a coffee shop and pray together. That would be wonderful. Another thing that the church does is that it looks after its members. It looks after the people who come there, people who are a part of the church, people who are regularly coming, as well as the community. And we see that happen a lot at Refuge. We have things called Legend Prayer. We have food giveaways during the week on Mondays and Tuesdays for the needy, those people that just need a little helping hand. They could just use a bag of groceries every once in a while, maybe even just once a week. And then the other thing is a church that grows, that you see people coming in new and fresh that are longing to learn more about Jesus Christ, and that is beautiful to see, and we see that a lot at Refuge. We see new people coming in all the time. And it also evangelizes, so it reaches out. We have missions, we have missionaries that are supported by the church at Refuge. We have a man who goes out. His name is Eric, and he goes out and teaches people how to share on the street, share Jesus Christ with those in need of the light of the world rather than living in the darkness. So a church will do that, and there's many other ways that you can evangelize and do outreaches to the community as well as just individuals out within the local area. And the other thing that I see that a church does that is so important, and this has been in my experience at Refuge, is that they welcome newcomers. When they see new people, that they reach out to them, and they look to touch their hearts in a way that would say, hey, you're welcome here, regardless of your status, regardless of your situation, regardless whether or not you've been a believer for many, many years, or you just that day came to know the Lord. And regardless of where you are at in your walk, and maybe you're struggling. If you're struggling, we have ministries that will address some of those struggles and help you through those with like-minded people that are going through a lot of the same type of things. So what a blessing that is. I also want to read to you from Hebrews, and I'll finish up with this. In Hebrews chapter 10, I love what this says. Very encouraging to me. And it says, it's an encouragement. The writer of Hebrews says in verse 23 of chapter 10, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another in acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together. How important is that we do get together? Unfortunately, we had a little hiccup there with the COVID, but and I know that it was devastating for many people, but we're back at it, and we're able to gather together. Let's get back together. It says that we want to not neglect our meetings together. In other words, get together, and as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that day of his return is drawing near. And we know that each day that passes by, the drawing near of Jesus Christ is coming closer and closer, the time when he will come again, that day of the Gentiles that we're going to be able to experience and enjoy the beauty of being with him face to face. And so we should live each day as if he's coming today, because we don't know. He might be here today. That would be fine with me. It would be fine before this recording is over if he were to come for his church. That would be awesome. But if not, and until then, we're going to love one another and gather together in his church and study together, worship him and praise him together. And there's just so many things that we have available to you at Refuge. And perhaps if you're not one that lives in Huntington Beach or nearby, that you have a church somewhere near you, that you find one that teaches the Bible and those other things that I talked about, and you can see what they did in Acts chapter 2, as the early church was starting. And none of them are perfect. There's always going to be something that you don't like about it, I would say. There's very likely something that you might not like about it. But the main focus needs to be about Jesus. And that's what it is at Refuge. So hopefully you'll be encouraged by that. We also have a discipleship course that just finished up. It's a 10-week course that we did in the springtime. We had eight groups actually get together for 10 weeks. Once a week, and they went through a book, and this book is right here. I'm going to just show you. We're going to be doing it again coming up in the fall. We'll start in September. If you are around Refuge, you can pick up one of these cards, hopefully, and see a little bit more about it. If you're interested, we'd love to have you be part of that group. We're also looking for leaders for those groups that are coming up. So it's just a good way to strengthen your faith, understand what God's purpose is for you, and then to grow together and to love one another. So God bless you. I love you all, and have a great, thankful Thursday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.